I've got an old friend and a new friend here with me today. Viv Schaefer is somebody I've known Vivian for probably over 20 years, and she works here at the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, creating lots of interesting programs. And Marian Lien is here. She is with the Squirrel Hill Urban Coalition. We're going to be talking about Lunar New Year. Good morning to you both. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you, Larry, for having me today. I'm very excited to be talking about one of my favorite subjects, and certainly the biggest holiday on the Asian calendar.
Yeah, which is something I never really knew. I'm glad you said that in terms of perspective. Hello to Viv.
Nice
to have you here.
It's always great to be here.
Now, it is something that kids and adults look forward to all year. There's preparation and joy. Tell us a bit about Lunar New Year, its origins, how you celebrate.
Absolutely. So I will tell you that Lunar New Year is like our Thanksgiving on steroids. It's for 15 days, not just one. And this year, it comes up on the 5th of February. It is a time when families slow down and they come home from their work and jobs in the city, and they go back to their homes that are in the villages and see their extended family and gather and really celebrate what it's like to be a family unit again. And so, you know, it is also the biggest holiday celebrated around the world, and I'll tell you why. Because the Chinese throughout the centuries have had a history of what we call migration patterns or diaspora, they are now located in Southeast Asia. We have Hong Kong, we have Taiwan, Malaysia celebrates Lunar New Year. You know, Korea celebrates Lunar New Year. But it's also around the world because we have the Chinese Americans and other Asian Americans, and actually non-Asian Americans alike, celebrating across the United States and Canada. It is, because of that, it's probably the most celebrated of all the holidays.
Now, Lunar New Year is the designation because it's based on the lunar calendar.
That's
rather
right.
Than the Western New Year, which is based on the solar calendar, right?
That's right.
Around the sun. And 15 days is amazing. Now, anybody that's probably ever eaten in a Chinese restaurant, or most people know a little bit about the Chinese, the animals associated with the years. And I know they vary depending on what country you're in. Is this the year of the pig that's coming up?
It is. It is the year of the golden pig.
Oh, the golden pig.
Yes, yes. And so, you know, fortune tellers tell us that it will be a boom year, financially speaking. So make your investments in the new year.
Well, why does a pig seem so appropriate, doesn't it, the symbolism of, you know?
Well, I will also tell you why it's the pig, if I may. You refer to the animals, and the story goes, the Jade Emperor had decided to invite 12 animals to this race. And he told the animals, I will now name every successive year by the order you come in the race.
Oh, so they raced.
They did race. And so guess what? Piggy came in last because he was on the lazier side of life. In fact, he probably took a nap along the way and then decided, oh boy, I better get to the finish line after all. So what happens now is that every 12 years, you cycle back again. This is the Chinese zodiac. We cycle back again to the pig, right? So if you count back 12 years, that would be, 2007. That would be the last time it was a year of the pig.
Interesting. And what are the other Do you know them off by heart, the animals? I don't want to put you on the spot. I know there's a monkey.
That's right. So this year, so we haven't yet begun, right, the year of the pig. So this year, with the last few days, is the year of the dog.
And so the dog would be the fastest. That's what I was trying to figure out.
No, because he was distracted all the time.
Oh.
He may have started quite in the beginning as a number one or two, but he got distracted
way. The dog would be second from the last,
yes,
I guess.
Yes.
And then comes the pig. I was mostly wondering who was the fastest of all the animals.
So in this case, it really wasn't so much that they were fastest, as the story tells us it's about smarts. So guess who was the fastest? It was the rat. So after the year of the pig, which I've just mentioned is the last in the zodiac, the first was the rat. And the reason was because he did a lot of, let me just get on the back of the horse, for those that he could do most of the running for me, and then kind of scampered off to do the last bit of the finish.
Children must love these stories.
Absolutely.
And plus, if I know that your birth year is symbolized by the animal, mm-hmm. and there are descriptions, right,
mm-hmm.
that
yes.
will describe you generally in very favorable terms related to the animal.
That's right.
You mentioned pigs. The golden pig mm-hmm. is symbolic of riches or wealth.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And so, we see the pig with his fuller face and his big ears to symbolize that which is good fortune, wealth. The big ears, if you're born with bigger lobes of ears, we consider you to be very fortunate indeed to catch all that good stuff coming your way. It is also a year that, with this particular animal, the characteristics are that you have a truthfulness to you, you are generous, you're a little bit indulgent, but you're patient and reliable. You're sincere, so a really good partner to have. You're a sociable person, so you like to have a good time at a party with good humor and understanding.
So, pig we use sometimes as a derogatory term in American English. It sounds like it's pretty good to be a pig.
Oh, goodness. It is a wonderful thing. In fact, as you might know, the language, the written language of Chinese is done in pictographs, right? So they're characters. And so the word for family actually has the character of pig inside a big roof. And the reason is very much so that with the pig, you have enough to eat. And this is the one thing that you always want coming from a group of people that have experienced a lot of famine.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to not always feel like you're in want.
How beautiful. Well, there are some really amazing celebratory activities scheduled for the Pittsburgh area mm-hmm. Coming up. Can you talk about what some of those are?
Oh, for sure. So we're so lucky this year. We have several celebrations going on through the 2-week period. We'll kick off things at the Heinz History Center on February 2nd. In the afternoon, starting at 2:30, we have live performances with musicians and performers, dancers in beautiful, colorful costumes. There's Chinese ribbon dancing, fan dances. We have the traditional dragon that'll make an appearance. A little earlier in the day, if you come to Squirrel Hill and enjoy a meal at one of the fabulous restaurants there, you might catch the Lion Dance team going up and down Murray Avenue and Forbes, blessing the shops and restaurants and making sure the new year is full of good fortune.
That sounds like an awful lot of fun. And this is happening all on the first day, February 2nd.
That's right.
The first of the 15 day celebration.
Yeah.
And then on the 3rd, there's a special dinner on the or at the Rivers Casino, it sounds like.
So the Chinese really respect this holiday. And so the Pittsburgh Chinese Restaurant Association and their restaurant family will be celebrating at restaurant up there with good Eastern and Western dishes up there. And so you're very welcome to join them as well as a guest. There's also a parade, Larry. I really want to tell you about the parade that's going to be the bookend to the celebration this year. And that one will take place on Murray Avenue in Squirrel Hill. And that's going to be on the 17th Sunday morning starting at 11 o'clock. We are so excited because not only will we have all these cultural groups with their costumes, but we're going to have some school children join us. The Minideo School, Elementary School, have made a dragon, and they're going to be part of that dragon flying up and down Murray Avenue for you.
That sounds terrific. And what a great opportunity to experience a marching band, watch kids march.
That's right.
Understand the Dragon Boat team will be there too.
That's right. So it's a celebration not only of our Asian American identity, but all things that have traditions that have come out of Asia. And the Dragon Boat team are wanting to celebrate and give kudos to the fact that they are doing a sport that has been practiced in China for over 1,000 years.
Let me turn to Vivian Schaefer, who's here from the Children's Museum. What does the museum have planned for Chinese New Year?
The museum is going to celebrate on Sunday, February 3rd, starting at 12 noon. Marion is going to be with us here that day to serve as a master of ceremonies and help us know a little bit more about the traditions that are represented. So we're very excited and very grateful that she'll be with us. I want to say, Marion, that meeting you is one of the great highlights of our celebration this year. I'm so happy that we're going to be working together.
Oh, thank you.
We're going to have the Yanlai Dance Academy performing. And one of the Children's Museum's favorites, Mimi Zhang, will be here playing the Urdu and participating in a musical story time. We'll have some stories about Lunar New Year and the animals and the traditions. We will also have some crafts going on. The Pitt Center for International Studies, the Asian Studies Center, is going to represent some of the Korean traditions that are associated with the holiday. And we're going to have a five fruit tray, which I understand is a tradition that is celebrated as part of Tet, the Vietnamese Lunar New Year celebration. So we're trying to include other parts of Asia, but of course the Chinese traditions are central. We're going to close with the Steel Dragon Lion Dance. We're so excited to have them back here again this year.
What an exciting time. You can learn more at pittsburghkids.org. How can people find out more about the Squirrel Hill Urban Coalition's activities in general, but also about the Chinese New Year activities that you mentioned earlier, Marion?
Oh, thank you for asking about that, Larry. If folks will come to our website at shuc.org, that's shuc.org, they will find a list of the programs and times, as well as other projects and programs that are happening in Squirrel Hill with us.
This is a question you may not know the answer to, but is the Pittsburgh area a significant population of Chinese Americans or Chinese people? It seems like academia and other jobs and also just our status as a place to come to would make it so.
Yeah, it's a good question. I will answer it by telling you that in years past, and not until probably the last 7 to 10 years, have we seen this influx of the numbers of Asian Americans coming through. And I say Asians and Asian Americans properly, because quite a few are the foreign students, that national students that you have mentioned, coming to use our great academic privileges here with our universities and our research facilities. I would tell you that in Squirrel Hill, we have seen quite a number. The proportion right now is above 15% of Asians and Asian Americans. So we're also very pleased that a lot of the amenities, you know, you will notice that the restaurants of Squirrel Hill is a little bit like a travel around the world. A lot of it is very representative and authentically so of the Asian countries, from Japan to, well, we have actually some kosher sushi
wow.
around as well.
And when you say 15%, do you mean of the population
of population
Squirrel
Hill? Of Squirrel Hill.
That's remarkable. I had no idea that was the case. And that explains, one reason I was asking is that explains why Squirrel Hill Urban Coalition appropriately is a focal point for these activities that you're describing. And I'm glad the Children's Museum is part of it too, because that's how understanding begins, with getting kids involved more.
That's right, Larry. I want our listeners to know that there is so many opportunities for us to learn about the cultures and traditions stemming from Asia, and not just because it's good to know that's happening on the other side of the world, but really it is about enriching one's own experience here. And what fun to be able to go and participate and see a parade, for example, or to be able to use a different utensil to grab your meals, you know, at a Chinese or Japanese restaurant. All of that just enriches one's soul, I think.
Now, we will be talking more about activities next week, too. In fact, we have some special guests for the beginning of the Chinese New Year celebration, the Lunar New Year celebration. And we just have another minute or so, so I want to be sure, is there anything I neglected to mention that you might like to add?
Well, the one thing I didn't get to say is that traditionally, we want to wear red. So wear red during this time, because it wards off evil and it brings you super good luck.
Okay. Well, that's I'm all for that. And what's the website for the Squirrel Hill Urban Coalition again?
Yes. So it is www.s for squirrel, H for hill, U for urban, and C for coalition. So shuc.org.
And there you will be able to find information you need to know about the Chinese New Year celebration, the Lunar New Year celebration. It's so common to say Chinese, but it's really lots of different countries celebrating
Absolutely.
Lunar New Year.
Absolutely.
And Vivian, anything else you'd like to mention about the Children's Museum activities?
I'd like to mention that there's one other activity that Marion alluded to in talking about the symbol of the house with the pig inside for the family. You'll be able to explore some of the other symbols, the characters that make up Chinese writing, with Ming Rui of Ming's Center, who will be returning again this year with a calligraphy program. You can practice with water and then make a beautiful ink calligraphy of your own.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Go to pittsburghkids.org for additional details. Thanks to both of you for being here today.
You,
it's really a lot of fun to get ready to celebrate, and we'll talk more next week too. Thanks, Marion Leanne of Squirrel Hill Urban Coalition and Vivian Schaefer of the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh.